Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Yay.
Hey.
Hey, yay.
Hey.
What's going on?
It's millennial talk today.
Millennial talk. You know, but it's interesting to hear from the younger generation when we talk about dating and relationships, finances, all everything that we go through as older adults, to see them emulate or create different things and
perspectives.
Mm-hmm. And so
because we don't always agree.
No, we don't.
But it's interesting. Sometimes it makes us think.
And you know, sometimes I wonder, did they get it right early or did I get it right
wrong
late?
Or did, was I no it because sometimes the way they kind of put things into perspective, it makes me think, well, goddamn, was I doing it wrong the whole time? Yeah. Was everybody
but
doing
you know,
it wrong?
I think they learned from us what not to do, because we learned from our parents to be good homemakers and to be good studious, and you don't talk back. You know, we learned a lot. We learned that in between.
And to be nice versus kind.
Yes, we learned that in between stage. Whereas the younger generation, they give it to you raw.
Mm-hmm. They no give filter.
It, no filter.
No Vaseline.
We put filters or we pick and choose what we want to put a filter
right.
on. They don't. They just out the gate.
Upfront and honest. They are very unapologetic.
Very.
Generation.
And I think for us, we got the mixed of the two.
Right.
Yes, you know, we talk back.
You don't really say what
but
you...
But we don't talk
don't
back.
Don't say what you're really feeling and thinking.
Yeah.
Sugar-coated.
We give it to them because they gave it to us.
Right.
You know, I'm going to pop off because you popped off. If you never popped off, I wouldn't have popped off. But the younger generation, they say, I'm a get you first.
Yeah. Play that.
And
play our,
speaking of that, let's go straight into the video.
Let's get it.
The recording.
At 12. To expect everybody to have become a millionaire at 12 and learn money management and have a business manager at 12, to me just seems not realistic.
Right.
I started working 10, 15 years before most of my generation had their first job.
Right.
And this is like most, obviously some people, different.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't hold people to those standards.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if I wanted somebody that made as much as me, this would be a date and not an interview. Because... Okay. So I feel like when it comes to guys our age, every now and then you might find somebody that's out there making it, But most of the time, they're going to be my mom and dad, they went 50-50 all my life.
Right.
So when I hear some of the stuff that people are saying, you know what I'm saying, about relationships and dating, I'm just kind of like, I don't know how that's going to work, but maybe I'm tripping.
But how about this? Maybe the guy that makes as much as you, more than you, you're not interested in.
Or is not interested in me. You know, it goes both ways.
Yes.
When you're basing things, I think, off of just totally financial, mm-hmm. or totally off of good looks,
right.
or totally off of whatever,
right.
your list becomes smaller and smaller and
correct.
Smaller and
yes.
smaller.
Yes.
And I also think, hey, you should have boundaries and limits. Mm-hmm. You can't. There is a, I'm too open. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? You
right.
might find yourself with John Joe that live on the corner.
Right.
You know, so there has to be some leeway, just as much as there has to be some twiddling it down.
Right.
But I don't necessarily agree with, you know, again, for everybody's lifestyle.
Right.
I don't need you to pay for everything for me. I actually prefer you to not to. I'll let you know when I would like for you to
right.
spend something.
We go half on something?
We can go half on something possibly. You know, but I feel really like there's so much more that I would be looking forward to bring to the table than just what's
right.
in your pockets. I would look for you to provide things that I can't provide for myself.
I think the thing is, for a man, looks are great. Education is great, body, sex, whatever the female brings to the table, woman brings to the table.
Yeah.
What about peace? Can you bring a man peace? Because at the end of the day, if you don't bring him, no matter, at some point in time, it'll get so chaotic.
I mean, I'm going to be real with you.
That's what I want
you to do. It depends on the day of the week. I don't know if I bring somebody peace all the time.
God.
You know, but I get, because who can? Come the hell on. Nobody is bringing nobody. You know, I'm being real. I'm somebody you could trust.
Okay.
Okay. Because sometimes I might be too much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at least I have some business to head to.
Yeah.
You know, when I get on your nerves.
Right. Okay.
So I think, you know, I'm realistic with what I expect.
Okay.
From people.
Yes.
From men and women.
Okay.
People going to get on your nerves. And I use my parents as an example.
Right.
You don't get to 30 plus years without getting on somebody's nerves. Without
true.
Disappointing somebody.
Yeah.
Without hurting somebody. Somebody's feeling without growing through something,
right.
forgiving, loving, having compassion, understanding, and arriving at the place where you could say, I really love you.
Right. Kiki, when you like have a disagreement, I remember the therapist told me this, this was like 30 years ago. She said, Shannon, are you arguing to be right or are you arguing for right?
I'm arguing with us against the problem. Mm-hmm. But I have argued to be right.
Ah, come on, you know.
Yeah.
You can be right and lose a relationship, though.
Yes, you can. You can. And that's how you've learned.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's how you've learned. I've definitely argued to be right, but then I learned that, okay, wait a minute. And I talk about this in my book, too, where it's a conversation, though. It's a conversation that you have with yourself, right? Where you're like, oh, wait a minute. In order to be a we, I have to really act like a we.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you found yourself in relationships where you're still acting like a me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to ask yourself, do I even want to be a we? That's a real question these days.
Absolutely.
Do I really? And not even, I won't even say these days, all the time. But I think that obviously we're in a different place financially where some, you know, back in the day, women couldn't even stand on their own. But now that people, you know, can more often than not equally stand on their own, you're asking the question of, do I want to consider someone else? And I 100% do believe there is autonomy in deciding to commit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I was having this conversation with my homegirl. We were talking about how, like, you know what, girl? I think I actually have been quite noncommittal. And let me put it like this. A lot of people see noncommittal and they think about guys. They want to have a bunch of options and da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, no. I'm not noncommittal in the sense where I wanted to have a bunch of options. But I knew that I did. And I had no patience for anyone that didn't fit in this little tiny box that I created for them.
Right.
And that's when I realized for myself, oh my gosh, that is also a version of being noncommittal, because you're just not trying to commit to the realization that, girl, somebody's gonna get on your nerves.
Exactly.
You know, if you just keep trading everybody out or you keep just moving on or you cutting yourself off, then you're never gonna get to what ultimately commitment is, which is really loving and caring for somebody for being who they are and all that comes with that. And, you know, again, I think it's a choice. It's okay to not want that. But I don't think that in order to have that, you have to lose yourself.
Right.
Because it's you that has decided to give yourself to that.
Right.
But it's a lot that goes into it.
Well, the quickest way, if you want to find out if you want to be a we, get into a disagreement with your partner. That's the surest and quickest way to find out if you want to be me or you want to be we.
God. What has been your experience with that? I'm not sure of all your, if you've been married or if you are married.
I have not.
So you found, you feel like you never found nobody that you felt like you wanted to get past that argument with?
No.
Damn, that was quick.
No, it wasn't that. I meant that, like, the only thing I've ever wanted to do was get my family out of the situation that we were in. Mm-hmm. And I always said if I had kids, I didn't want them to spend 1 minute in a life that I had, let alone a day. And so I was so focused on that. And sacrifice, I understood the greater the goal, the greater the sacrifice needed to achieve that goal. And so I missed out. Yeah, I think one of my biggest regrets is that everything that I've accomplished professionally, it being football or doing it now, that I really haven't had a whole lot of people to share it with.
But you're so handsome and still young and vibing. Why is it over now?
It ain't over.
I know that's right.
It ain't over. I just get started.
But I do get what you mean. It can feel like time has passed you by.
Yeah.
It can, you know, but it hasn't.
It hasn't.
But it does. It can feel like that.
Okay. I still got hope.
He's so corny.
Two things, though, before we get into the discussion. Like, it's amazing to see Kiki. Because we watched her grow up. Mm-hmm. Like, this is one of the child stars. We really watched her grow from like elementary age all the way up to adulthood. And I like that people respect how she has transitioned over to adulthood and not keep her as a young child.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And she demands that respect.
She commanded that on her.
Yeah. And I just
But it's Shannon, the way she speaks and articulates her thoughts that make
kudos to her parents for this, because this is grooming of them.
Right.
This is a reflection of how she communicates with her parents and what they have allowed her to be free to be expressive, and they back her.
Right. And her mother said that her daughter is going to school. So while she was doing all these movies and TV series and commercials and stuff, her mom's like, no, she will remain in school. And I mean, look how it worked out for her.
It helped her socially.
It was a grounded.
I mean,
yeah, it kept her grounded.
I love seeing her grounded. She was on another show this week. She's promoting her book, which I think I am going to purchase that book. So that'll be one of my reads for next year. But she was on The View, y'all. She looked just like Angela Bassett. I mean, she always favored her, but the way she had her hair and her mannerism, I mean, it was just, if there's any biopic ever, she has to. There's nobody else. She has to do it.
What? Two points that I want to point out. When Shannon said that resonated with me. When Shannon said that he basically went into the football as that was his family's means to getting out of the poverty that he was in. He never mentioned that he wanted love and to share his life with one individual person. He was very family oriented
and focused
on never being poor, but he's never basically said he wanted to be committal or in a commitment to one person and sharing that life with one person. Like, that's not on the top of his radar. Same with Kiki. She was saying that you have to decide, what was it? In order to be a we got to think like we. And then does me even want to be a we? And you got to take consideration for that. Like, and that resonated with me as well, because what she say? You got to have the capacity to be sensitive to what the other person is going through.
And if you do not,
then you don't need to be a we. And I could see that so much in me, because I can be very loving and very understanding, but I can also be very impatient with people, even my own daughter. Like, I'm going to tell you some shit a couple times. But at a certain point, nigga, you supposed to have this shit. Come on.
That's the same thing he said. You will know if a we is a we.
When you get into argument.
Get into an argument.
And so maybe,
you know what?
Yeah.
Throw your hands up at it. And you,
right.
When you feel easy to walk away from the situation, you know it ain't a we.
No.
It ain't a we.
And I'm cool with being by myself.
And it's, to me, I don't think it's selfish.
Right.
To a degree, it may, the other person may make it feel like you're selfish for not wanting to be a we, but you got to be real with yourself. You got to say, you know what, it may be selfish because this is not what we want or what you want, but I got to do what's best for me, because if I still stay in this situation where there's a we and we keep going, we butting heads every time you turn around, or there's more bad days than good days, but I'm still in it because I don't want to be by myself, it's not going to turn out good. It's not a we situation. Yeah, it's not a we situation. It's going to be more domestic violence.
I think what stuck out to me is when she said about her non-committal relationships, and then she said that she wanted to be committed, but then she figured out that maybe she was being non-committal because she wanted everything about that person to fit in this box.
And
she was
like,
girl, that is not fair, because everybody is not going to be perfect, you know, 24 hours of the day. So I think that's when she had to sit back and look and say, okay, well, let me, you know, I guess it's about the 80-20 rule. Like, 80% of the time, if they okay, you know, they okay. And then that's that 20% of the time where you want to kick their ass and say, just leave me and go on about your business. So I just think that was something that resonated with me, to say, you know, I'm not looking for perfection, but I'm looking for, you know, if I really want to be a we, then the we.
I want to say something real quick. I have always prided my best friend on being a very patient person, especially in relationships. She's so understanding. She's so patient with men. Like, I don't even understand how we're best friends, because she's like the total opposite of me. Because she'll call me and tell me shit. I'll be like, fuck that nigga. get rid of him. Like, I'm quick to off with their head.
Right.
But she is just, she in there. She is in the grit with her niggas. And I, hats off to her for being that. I think I want to be more like that because I'm so not like that. But I can't.
Do you think I'm like that now, though?
Well, you changing. And so here goes my statement. This one here, Bonnie, she used to be almost like me. Like, yeah, she's a runner, she's a track star, used to be. But now I see her curving a little more towards the being the more accommodating. So I'm thinking to myself, how this one changed and this one going to... It's like they're morphing into the other person.
You know what I think it is? I think it's about boundaries. And it was a lot of therapy. Y'all know I've been in that because I love my therapist. This therapist I got right here, 2.5 years. I think it's about the boundaries and more of the, not saying that I didn't love myself, but damn it, I love myself now. And I just love myself to the point where the love that I was pouring out to everybody, I truly and honestly and truly the past 2.5 years been pouring into myself. And mm-hmm. I think that's the difference.
That's okay. That's what it is.
I'm not saying for me, I just think commitment was an issue.
Right.
For me.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I still run from bullshit.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't get me wrong. Right. If I see it and I smell it and it is fouling a little too long,
but
I will pack my bags. And you know what, deuces?
Can you say you see now more of what I see in you?
I see. Mm-hmm. I am at a point in my life. I think I have slowed down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With a lot of things. With even things that I would not have tolerated.
Considered to mm-hmm. say no. That's a red flag. I'm not.
But I
won't
even say it's a red and a bad red. I would say it was a pink flag for me. And the reason why is because I'm like, Kiki, be realistic, girl.
Right.
You know, it could have been a red flag back then when I was younger because that's not what I was in. Nope. Not doing it. But now it could be a pink flag, you know, fluorescent pink, you know, still get your attention. Still mm-hmm. gets your attention, but
you can't be changing the goddamn colors.
Yes,
of the
she
flag.
Can. Yes, she can.
But you know what? I like the checkered flag. I like the completion.
Yeah,
run the marathon. And you know, when you get older, you have people change.
Yeah, you do.
People change. My hips ain't what they used to be. They got too many mileage on it. You know, and I slowed down. I got to warm up, and I got to, you know, calm down, and I can't move as fast as I used to. So, you know, it's like, you know what? I'm enjoying this moment in my life right now. It's very peaceful. Mm-hmm. Very calm.
Yeah.
Very peaceful.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like that came from the non-committal part of you kind of seeing the other side of, hey, maybe I should extend my box out a little? For people
I really
versus
didn't extend my
making
box
them live
out.
In it?
I didn't extend my box.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I did was hone in to my wants and needs and took it serious.
Okay.
Because before it was.
Did you feel like you were a selfish person before?
Very.
Okay.
But I think I had a right to because, I'm not committed to you. I can be selfish if I want to. Uh-huh. It's me. I only have to worry about me. And if I'm not into you, and you have the right, you are free to leave me at any given time.
Right.
So therefore, I'm not holding you hostage. I'm not holding you to my will. Mm-hmm. You are free to leave, and I'm fine with it. Because guess what? I didn't want to be there anyway. I didn't want you there for a long time
But now you are less selfish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am more considerate now
in
what I want from people and what I'm willing to give more of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to give more of my time. I'm willing to, you know, sit down and relax and watch a show together. I don't want to move like I used to. I don't know, it's because I have grandchildren now.
Mm-hmm.
And life just changed. Like, okay. I'm okay. I think I've done enough in my time that I am satisfied with what I've done.
Okay.
I'm okay. That's, yeah. You know, that's where I am. And I still, you know, got a little mouth on me and I still got, you know, some resistance
in me. But you ain't a track star no more.
Yeah.
Well, I've always been selfish when it comes to my love and, you know, how people love me. I'm still loving, but mm-hmm. still selfish in my ways. And I feel like it's big to own that.
Mm-hmm.
Just it like is. It was big for Kiki to say she's noncommittal. And I could see all of me in the shit that Shannon and Kiki was saying. And I've told many men that you sure you want me? Like, I put the disclaimer out there with niggas, y'all. Y'all
don't understand. Really me?
That's what I tell them. I say, you gonna find out. And they say, why you single? Nigga, you gonna find out in a minute mm-hmm. why I'm single. Like, I never lie to people. I tell people, I'm a lot, nigga. You sure this what you want to do? You want to jump off the deep end with me? Like, I gotta question that. Because, nigga, why you don't see I'm crazy? I own all my shit.
Right.
I'm demanding. I'm selfish. I'm crazy. If you want to call me a gold digger, because I like niggas with money who could do some shit for me and I can eat good and vacation good and try, call me that shit. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But guess what? Once you got me and you got my whole motherfucking heart, nigga, you got a motherfucking gem. Because let me tell you something, any nigga who can take this little wretch of a nigga, and I'll call myself that, a wretch of a nigga, and make me vulnerable and make me fall for you, nigga, ain't nothing I won't fucking do for your ass.
Absolutely.
But you got to cut through that goddamn
everything.
Iron, mm-hmm. metal, steel, barbed wire. You got to do all that to get to it. Ain't going to be easy. I'm going to fight your ass. But once you get down to the core of me, I'm going to love the fuck out of you.
Absolutely.
Are you, when you say I'm going to fight your way, are you, not saying testing, but are you giving them intentionally a hard time?
No, it's just me being me.
Just you being you.
I'm a difficult motherfucker. And I own that. I ain't easy. You can't buy me no flowers and be
right,
like,
right,
this
right.
is. Hey,
okay, I get you.
Yeah,
I feel you. I'm getting you.
Okay.
Whereas yeah. getting me flowers is
I don't give a fuck about
like
no flowers.
This. Thank you.
You don't I like flowers. Flowers, but see, I love uh-huh. flowers.
I love them.
Yeah, send me some flowers unexpected. Like do something unexpected. Yeah, yeah. It's
I
a
mean
wonderful
different
thing.
Strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking flowers are pretty, yeah. but I don't want them shits.
Give me the money.
Pay me a bill. Yeah,
right.
Give me the money. You pay for them flowers.
I'll take that too. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like I said, I told y'all before on the other show.
I feel like I'm staring at my bestie right now.
I'm a whole, yeah, because she's a Scorpio, an October Scorpio like me. I, in my mind, I'm a whole nigga. And I ain't even no regular nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm a dope boy hood nigga in my mind. I'm just cute on the outside. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it's going to take the strongest. Mary used to tell me something when we was married. He say, if I tell you the moon is made of cheese, don't question me. Just hook that motherfucker up to the truck.
Let's go.
And let's go get it.
Cause, but that's trust.
And that's what I'm saying. And I trusted that nigga because he outstrung me in my mind. He was able to break every boundary mm-hmm. down. I trusted him.
Right.
So whatever that nigga asked me to do,
I'll do it.
I would do it.
Yep. Absolutely, you did.
So you gotta just know what's right for you.
Yep, you do.
That's, you do.
That's what I'm saying. Because everybody's situation and relationship,
yeah.
it may not be for you.
Well,
my relationship might not be for you, Vaughn. Yours might not be for me. Yoshi, yours might not be for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that. But if it works for you and you are happy and you are not drained or mentally just gone in capacity, then it's good, y'all.
She also said something that was very interesting. And I just look at our lives and then let's put it in perspective where she said what happened in her life. by the time she was 12 years old, she was a millionaire. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She said yes. She has been working 15 years before her generation started. Yep. So then let's think about our personal lives. Mm-hmm. When in your personal life, whatever time period that started, you were doing things that your generation wasn't doing, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so that made you to be the person that you are now over that group of friends or that group of that generation. Same thing with you. Same mm-hmm. thing with me. We all went through different phases in our lives at during different our time. Right. For example, my sister was diagnosed. I was in sixth or seventh grade when she was diagnosed with her mental illness.
Right.
So I had to take on a challenge at such an early age on being a caregiver.
Right.
I had to understand what being a parent was like mm-hmm. to my sister, being a big sister. I had to learn at an early age. I really didn't feel like I had a childhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that stemmed into me growing up, didn't want to settle down because I was too settled at 12, 13 years right. old. Mm-hmm. I had to make sure, you know, my sister take her medicine. I had to make sure I had so many things. My mom was scared of my sister at a certain point in time in life because my sister found her weakness and honed in on that weakness. So I had to be the one to outsmart my sister in certain things because if you felt
like you were the adult.
So right. if I showed as any a weakness, child. If mm-hmm. I showed my sister the same weakness that she found, then she's going to strong arm me and my mom going to be in a situation and mm-hmm. we can't, like, one of us got to be stronger than the other mm-hmm. to combat the demon over here.
Right.
And so in my growing up, this is why I did not settle so easy for mm-hmm. a lot of things. Yosha, I know you went through some things in early life that taught you.
I was taking care of kids.
Yeah.
So, since I was 7 years old, right. basically.
That and just our upbringing
right.
just taught us a whole lot what we would not tolerate mm-hmm. and when right. we go into situations. And I'm sure you had some things in your life, growing up. So we all have learned, just like Kiki, in our generation, I was doing things that most people weren't doing at the age of 12.
Right.
No.
At the age of 13.
She carried her whole family on her back, and that's what she said.
Yeah.
She said she was the breadwinner for her family. So, of course, she had the brains
for your whole family. Being the one that making all the decisions for your family.
Right.
Who going to come and check me on
heavy.
A decision
yeah.
that I'm going to make for my family?
And that's why she said she filed bankruptcy. But, I mean, she, you know, and it was okay. And she, you know, she's back.
She bounced back.
And she said she'll do it again, mm-hmm. you know, for her family. Yep. She was like, her sister didn't have to worry about nothing when she went in the fam. You know, her parents didn't have to worry about anything. They really did not have to worry about anything. But she's back. Look at her now.
Yep. And look at her. And I just like the fact that she... being honest with how many times are we really honest with ourselves?
Right.
What do we have to go through in order for honesty? Do we have to hit rock bottom or do we have to go near rock bottom to be honest with ourselves?
Right.
Do you have the financial resources to do the things you want? I know a lot of people sit up here and ain't got a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out, but they're trying to keep up with the next person because
of image.
You know, and you're not being real. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to sit this one out.
That's right.
You can't even be real with yourself to tell your friends that Mm-mm. you got to sit this one out.
Mm-mm. I'm good.
Because you're a liar.
Yeah.
You're lying to yourself.
You're lying to
guess
yourself.
What? Everybody Mm-mm. probably around you already know.
Right.
Right.
That you ain't got it and they talking
and
about
good.
You.
Right.
I know she over here lightning got cut off last week, but yet she going on this trip. You know what I'm saying? Like little things like that. Be honest with yourself.
Another thing resonated with me is when, of course, she talked about her parents and her parents going 50-50. And I know several times on this show I have said, you know, my mom and dad said that when they started out, they did budget. They had to go 50-50 together. And, you know, hey.
That's us.
My
That's
parents,
that generation.
Right.
Her parents are probably a little bit older than us.
But now I know things are, you know, different. And, you know, my parents have been doing very well, mm-hmm. you know, for some years now. And they're doing absolutely lovely. So I think it's like it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
If you go 50-50, yeah, go ahead. You know, meet where each other is right now. Y'all work on it. Y'all grind together. You hustle together. And then.
And like she said, I don't want you to spend your money on me anyway because you might talk about me after.
Afterwards, all right.
You know, whatever it is. But yes. I did enjoy that.
Me too. It was a great.
I think we need a part two to that one. It was, we didn't get it all out. Mm-mm.
That's okay.
Yeah, because it was other parts in that interview that was just, I mean, it was the best. I always think I was like, okay, that was the best interview Shannon Sharpe did. And then now here's Kiki. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I think this is my
best one. She's very mature. Yeah,
she's just so down to earth.
She's mature.
I really like her.
Oh my gosh, she is so
awesome. Just as an individual.
Yeah.
But this interview definitely opened my eyes, especially to me, because I'm so comfortable with not even living with the person that I'm dealing with, that I could see myself as that non-committal person who, yeah, just come see me sometime. I don't want nobody on no full-time level of relationship.
But that's okay, too.
Yeah. And what did she say? And that's all right.
Yep.
It is.
I make no apologies.
No, because you're being honest.
And it's
okay, too.
Mm-mm. All right.
It's not how the other person perceive it. It's how you actually perceive it for yourself. So that's what makes it okay.
Yeah.
Y'all all right? Y'all okay?
All hearts and minds clear over here in Sioux Baptist Church.
And what Tabitha say? If you can't have a good day, don't go around messing up anybody else.
And that's what I be trying to tell them. Shit.
That's right.
Don't come over here. It's rough over here. This thug life.
you can't
be mad with me if I already told you coming in the gate. Shit.
What it is.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this show up. We are going to have a part two of this this conversation, because it's so much to dig into and dive into. And we want you guys just to really resonate and let us know, how do you feel about this? Replay it. Keep playing it over, because you may have different revelations as you listen to it again. So, because that's what I'm going to do. And then you learn more about, you discover yourself too. It's never too late to discover who you are.
Self-discovery.
Right. So with that being said, never miss an episode on our website at The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. We are on all podcast platforms as well. But, you know, just, if you are not near a platform, you can always listen to us on the website at The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast.com.
Blop, blop, blop,
blop, blop, blop, blop, blop,
blop. Okay, each week, do something.
We are dumb.
It's the holidays. We are just grateful and merry. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Bye. Bye.